A couple weeks ago, I was walking down the street in Boston, and I saw a wallet on the sidewalk. So did the couple next to me. We both looked at it, then at each other. Would it be wrong to pick it up? Maybe it's theirs or belongs to someone they know. They were probably thinking the same thing about me. I decided to pick it up. Then I stood there, watching other people walk by. Did one of them come back for it? Should I walk into the store or the coffee shop and give it to them? They'd probably just keep it. Why would a barista be more willing to find the owner than me? Should I take it to the police? Will they even care? There was that scene in The Big Lebowski when the dude was mocked for asking if the police had found his stolen car and Creedence tapes.
I'll just check with the boys down at the crime lab. They got four more detectives working on the case. The gun is working in shifts.
So I opened the wallet. No cash inside, but a bunch of credit cards and a Mexican state ID and a student ID from a Mexican university. I'll look him up on Facebook. But when I search for his name, nothing. What about Google? Ah, he's got a Google Plus account, or at least he had one at some point. You know, maybe I should just put the wallet back on the ground and let somebody else deal with this. Is that wrong?
Yes. So there are two sets of reasons to get the wallet back to the owner. One is legal and the other is moral.
That's Ruth Chang, a professor of philosophy at Rutgers University. She studies, among other things, reason and values.
Legally, although this varies from state to state, most of the time you're required to return found property, if possible, to the owner. And obviously in the case that you just gave me, it's very difficult to identify the owner. Now, the second set of reasons are moral. So, I mean, if you look at most moral systems, they're almost all based on the golden rule, right? You do what to others, what you would have them do unto you. And you, as a Mexican student, you want your wallet back, especially if there's money in it, an ID you need, and so on. And then the question becomes, well, how much effort should you have to go through in order to return it to him?
So I signed up for Google Plus and posted a message on his page. There, I've done what I can do. Well, maybe there's a contact number on one of those ID cards. It feels so weird to be going through this guy's wallet.
If there are ways that you can figure out to try to help this student by giving the wallet back to him, then you should undertake those steps. But this may be a situation in which your moral obligation runs out, and then what happens is something we moral philosophers call supererogation, where you do something above and beyond the call of your moral duty and, you know, scour the Mexican universities to try to find this student to return the wallet. And that would be morally good, but it would be above and beyond the call of duty.
So you want me to tell you what happened?
Yeah.
So I found an emergency contact number on the back of one of the IDs.
Perfect.
I texted the number. Didn't hear back for almost 24 hours, but I finally did. It was his mom. She sent me his phone number. I texted him. He came over and got the wallet.
You are a good soul. There's no doubt about that.
I did feel very good, I have to say. So, what would you do in that situation? Let us know at hereandnow.org.